I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, we'll talk about the brutal attack on a transgender person in a McDonald's outside of Baltimore, Maryland. A video of the beating has been watched by hundreds of thousands of people. But it's also sparking a broader discussion around why transgender people are so often subjected to violence and what can be done about it. We'll have that conversation in a few minutes. But first, the Kennedy Space Center in Cape Canaveral, Florida, is gearing up for tomorrow's launch of the Space Shuttle Endeavour. President Barack Obama and his family are expected to attend the launch of the next-to-the-last shuttle mission. Also expected is Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who was wounded in that January attack on her town hall meeting. Her husband, Captain Mark Kelly, is the shuttle commander, and yesterday Captain Kelly said his wife is eager to see him blast into space on Friday.
It's something she's been looking forward to for a long time. She's been working really hard to make sure that her doctors would permit her to come, and she's more than medically ready to be here, and she's excited about making this trip.
We wanted to know more about how Congresswoman Giffords is doing after that brutal attack in January when a gunman shot her at point-blank range. Six victims died and several other people were wounded. So we've called NPR's Ted Robbins. He covers the Southwest for NPR, and he joins us now from Tucson. Welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Michelle. Good to be with you.
Now, you heard Captain Kelly say that her doctors say that she's medically ready to be there and she's excited about making the trip. How would they know? What markers of recovery is she exhibiting?
Well, a strong will to want to go. They've repeatedly asked her if she wanted to go. And from what I hear from everybody who's visited her, she's tired of being in a hospital room. So that's a good sign. It's a good test of her rehab to see how it's working. She's doing speech therapy, occupational therapy, which is with one's hands, fine motor skills. And physical therapy. And she's doing a very, very, very rigorous schedule, for hours and hours each day. Limited ability to communicate verbally, but she has repeatedly said she wanted to go and see him. This isn't the first time she's seen her husband take off in the space shuttle. So medically ready, I think, is it's more a matter of, from what I can understand, is there any reason she couldn't go? And apparently there isn't.
And we also hear that she's starting to walk on her own, even though apparently she was right-handed but is now writing left-handed.
Yeah. And let me back up and say she is traveling on a private jet and she's wearing a custom-fitted helmet to protect her skull. So I'm told there's absolutely no problem with the pressurization in the plane, and she'll have nurses around her, so if need be, she'll be in a wheelchair, so she can't fall. But yeah, the bullet went in. Just so people can sort of picture this, the bullet went in above her eye, kind of high up on her forehead, on the left side of her brain, and then it exited also high up. So it damaged areas in her brain, speech areas, things like that. And as many people know, the opposite side of the body is affected. So she was right-handed, and so the bullet went in on the left side, and it damaged. She's a physical weakness on the right side. So she's learning how to write with her left hand, apparently. But the good news that everybody, and I talk with people who visit her, at least a couple of times a week, and various people, and they say her personality, which would have been affected more had the bullet gone in on the other side, seems completely intact. It's not a matter of comprehension; it's a matter of communication.
Well, just one thing I wanted to point out is that her congressional office issued a statement saying that NASA is arranging her transportation, as it does for all astronaut spouses, to attend a launch. So if people are curious about that. But to that point, we only have about a minute left. And it's a delicate question, Ted, but I think some might wonder, how are her congressional duties being addressed at this time?
Constituent services are going on. She has three offices in D.C. and in Tucson and Sierra Vista, Arizona. She can't vote, obviously. She can't introduce legislation. But a Republican colleague, she's a Democrat, introduced a border communications and security bill on her behalf at the request of her staff, Ted Poe of Texas. This was a couple of weeks ago. So they're getting stuff done. And she's raised a lot of money for reelection, even though she has not said she wanted to. She has not yet indicated, but her friends have raised money for her just in case. And congressional candidates routinely refile so that they can raise money as soon as they're elected. They refile for reelection.
And finally, we only have 30 seconds left, but has any potential opponent or other candidate for that seat emerged?
Well, her previous opponent also likewise filed afterwards, but he said nothing, and nobody has. Likewise, the possible bid for Senator John Kyle's seat, he's retiring. You know, I have to say, Michelle, that frankly, I think all that speculation is coming from media pundits. I think, okay. You know, all the political talk, it's, as you know, totally the favorite topic of conversation in D.C. And I think that's what's fanning it.
All right. NPR's Ted Robbins covers the Southwest for NPR. He joined us from Tucson. Ted, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.